It was an early autumn morning, just as the leaves were beginning to fall, when an unexpected visitor arrived at a little town by the sea. And with him began a remarkable story. Elsewhere on this particular morning, a small boy was getting up in much the same way that he always did, and looking forward to his normal routine in his usual way. But today was going to be anything but ordinary. First impressions are a funny thing, and it's always wise to take a moment to consider this when something new turns up on your doorstep. To the boy, this all seemed a bit worrisome, and yet he was not the sort of person to ignore someone who might need his help. And in any case, his curiosity tended to get the better of him. And this was so very curious. But even so, an uninvited guest can be a difficult situation at the best of times. Especially when some visitors just don't know that they have already outstayed their welcome. And so, in a tricky situation, it's best to follow all the correct procedures. And in this case, there was really only one thing to do. But it was a problem that would not be solved so easily. Now, anyone could be forgiven when faced with such an uninvited problem for choosing the easy way out. Then again, some people just don't have it in them to do anything other than the right thing. As the day unfolded, the small boy began to realize that helping this stranger find a way home was a bigger problem than he had first thought. This distraction was getting them nowhere, and so the boy decided that some proper thinking was called for. So much for the best laid plans, as too often a small voice is not heard in the wider world. And yet when things aren't going quite the way they should, it occurs to some that if something is worth doing, it's worth doing yourself. Thing. It carries with it all of the possibilities you can think of in this world. And with a little planning and a bit of daring, you can imagine all kinds of grand adventures. So the boy worked out an ambitious plan to get his visitor back where he belonged. But he never stopped to consider for a moment just what his visitor was doing there in the first place. Late into the night, the small boy slept fitfully, for tomorrow he was going to try to cross the ocean to the other side of the world. Another beautiful morning, and all the preparations were in place. And for those who cared to look, a little boat could be seen setting out on a tremendous and uncertain journey. Thank you. day gave way to night. And just as things seemed to be working out well, they began to take a turn for the worse. And a very long way from shore, a small boat and boat on board were about to find out just what the sea could do. And there it flickered. The South Pole. Finally, the boy's work was done. His task was complete. harder than you think to say goodbye to someone who has become part of your life, especially when you hadn't noticed it happening. And so this particular farewell was much harder than the boy imagined it would be. For although a parting is always sad, an awkward one is even more so. But you do what you have to do and just get on with things. Suddenly the boy understood that perhaps someone wasn't lost, but really just lonely. And maybe they weren't the only one. This all began with someone lost and someone found. But who is to say which was which? There was a boy and there was a penguin, strangers from opposite sides of the ocean. And like the beginning of any friendship, theirs is a remarkable story indeed.